Unit 13. Pablo Picasso. Pablo Picasso was one of the most famous and prolific artists of all time. During his lifetime, he produced thousands of paintings, drawings, and sculptures. He dominated Western art in the 20th century, and no useful discussion of art is possible without reference to his work. Not only is he important because of his own work, but also he is equally important for his influence on other artists and developments in modern art. Picasso was born in Malaga, Spain in 1881. He showed his talent at a very early age and was admitted to advanced classes at the Royal Academy of Art in Barcelona when he was only 15. In 1903, Picasso moved to Paris, where he lived and worked for many years. The early years in Paris are known as his blue period because blue was the dominant color in his paintings, which mostly depicted poor people. After this came the rose period. In these paintings, Picasso's subject matter was mostly taken from circus life. Picasso's Paris studio became the artistic center of Paris, and many famous artists were attracted to his work and ideas. These include such great names as Matisse and Braque. In 1907, Picasso departed from his previous styles of art and began to experiment with what became known as Cubism. This artistic invention is known as Picasso's greatest achievement in the 20th century. One of Picasso's most famous works was inspired by the bombing in 1937 of the Spanish town Guernica by the fascist forces during the Spanish Civil War. This work, called Guernica, can be seen in the Queen Sofia Center of Art in Madrid. Apart from his paintings, Picasso created sculptures, ceramics, and stage designs. He continued working until his death in 1973. To this day, he is recognized as one of the world's most outstanding artists.